Shkalim Perek Vav Mishnehei. Shloisha Sar Shofaros Haya B'Mikdash. There were 13 chests in the Mikdash. V'chosav Alayim, and what was written on them, we're going to explain them weiter in the Mishnah. We'll just read them first. Tiklin Chadatin, V'tiklin Atikin, Kinin, V'goizle Ola, Eitzim, Ulvona, Zavla Kaperas, and then finally Shisha L'Nadava. And then there were 6 chests that were for Nadava. So the Mishnah now elaborates. Tiklin Chadatin, which means the new shkolim, Shebekol Shana Vashana. These are the new shkolim each and every year. If you brought a shekel in its right time, it would go into this chest, and then the officer would then take the chest in its appropriate time and put it into the lishka, into the chamber with all the other shkolim. Obviously, a person himself didn't have to bring it there. He would send the people from the city as shluchim to send it out. And it's a machlekes also when we say that it's new during the year. Could it even be after they already drew the Trumas HaLishka and then you would bring it that same year, but it was after they did the Trumas HaLishka? Is that considered Tiklin Chadatin? That's a machlekes. Vatikin, this is older shkolim, which means Mishalo Shokol Eshtoked Shokol Lishan Haba. If you didn't give your machzis a shekel last year, shekel l'shana haba, bring it the next year. So it depends on which way you learned. The next year, if you learn that if you would bring the shkolim any time during the year, even after they drew the trumas alishka, and that would always go to the tiklin chadatin, the newer one, so then this means mamish the next year. But if you learn that once they drew the Trumas HaLishka, then that's considered that you're finished, and you would now bring the Tiklin Atik in the older year, so Lashana Haba doesn't have to necessarily mean next year, it just means after they did the Trumas HaLishka. Even if it's at the end of the same year, you would still put it into the Tiklin Atikin, the older chest. And the Rav explains that what would they do with the Tiklin Atikin, the older one? They would put it in the Shiare HaLishka, what was left over in the chamber. And we know the dinim of what they did with the money that was left over in the chamber from the previous Mishnayos. Kinin, the one that said kinim, heim tairim. These are the larger turtle doves, birds. That's what that money was used for. V'gozle ola heim b'nei yona. So those are the b'nei yona, they're smaller. V'kulan oilois, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, all of these birds that were in these two shayfros, these two chests, all went for oilos. V'cham oimrim, kinin echad chatas v'echad oila. Because Rabbi Yehuda held that the gozle ola had to be a nedava. It could not be a chov. That's why it had to be kulan olos. Because if it was a chov, if somebody had to bring a chatas and an ola together as a chov, we're afraid that the baal would die and that money should be thrown away to the Yam HaMelech. And if that money gets mixed up with other money, you would have to get rid of all the money that's in the chest because you can't say breira on deraisa. So because of this, it would be a takala. Therefore, according to Behuda, we never put money for a chov, like a chatas, in this chest. Chum said that a kinin, it actually did have a chatas and an ola. And like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, because Chum held either that there is breira, which is not really so much stavr to say, or Chum held that we're not so chayish for misa. V'gozle ola kulan olos. And the shofar that said gozle ola, on that one, you would do only olos, meaning only olos nedava. So according to Chum, the type of bird didn't make a difference. The two different shofars here, the one that said kinin, and the one that said gozle ola, the point is that the kinin were for something that you mechuyah for, and the gozle ola were for olos. Now what about the shofars that were listed in the Mishnais, which said shisha le nedava, the 6 for the nedava? We didn't really go into that in the Mishnah. So the Rav says that those are the shofros when they had, like we've had in the past, moser chatas, where let's say a person saved money for a chatas and he had money left over. So one of these shofros, there were 6 shofros, and one of them, it said moser chatas. And that's where he put it into. Moser kinizob mizoldos, violdos. We had Moser Kabanos Nazir, Moser Ashram Mitzoro. All these cases, the Rav brings down all of them. The 6th one is actually, Stam was written on Nedava. And when a person just Stam made a Nedava to the Mizbeach, he would put the money in the one that just said Nedava.